Move over, Hell's Angels, there's a new breed of troublemaker in Niagara-on-the-Lake. And they're fanatics about pickleball. The Niagara-on-the-Lake Pickleball Club is at the center of a legal dispute between the town and resident Ona Scafese, who is claiming the noise from the pickleball courts at the Centennial Sports Park in Virgil has made her NOTL existence unbearable. Scafese has filed charges against the town and the club in Provincial Offences Court for violation of the town's own noise bylaw, specifically Section 3, which states, "No person shall make, cause or permit sound or vibration at any time, which is likely to disturb the quiet, peace, rest, enjoyment, comfort or convenience of the inhabitants of the town. For the last 3 years I have been tortured by a high noise produced by the pickleball players," Scafese testified during a trial on the matter Wednesday morning in Welland Court. "This affected my health, affected my work performance and affected, altogether, my life." Scafese said her goal with the case is to have my life back, and said she believes the town should move the courts or relocate them. Justice of the Peace Mary Shelley reserved judgment and said she will make her ruling in the case on June 15. Scafese said she moved to her home in Lambert's Walk, a townhouse community directly adjacent to the sports park, in 2012 so she could have a peaceful and quiet life, as any resident deserves and as any hard-working person deserves. The park had long been home to tennis courts which in 2019 were transitioned into pickleball courts. The pickleball club has been using the courts ever since, its membership quickly growing to more than 200 people. The approximately 240 pickleball club members, understandably, have a wide variety of opinions on this situation, ranging from head-shaking incredulousness to outrage, club president John Hindle said in an email to the Lake Report. In response to the court case, which began more than a year ago, the town recently closed the outdoor pickleball courts and opened 6 courts inside Centennial Arena as replacements. The temporary relocation of the pickleball courts is in response to identified noise concerns associated with the use of the outdoor pickleball courts, says an email from the town to the club. Scafese said the sound from the tennis courts and other park activities never bothered her and her problems began with the onset and growth of pickleball as a popular community sport. The noise produced by the rackets and balls has greatly affected her mental health to the point where she can hear the noise even when nobody is playing, she told the court. "It's a serious thing when you hear things which are not real," Scafese said. "Every single morning when I wake up I was thinking about another torture day. I have been tortured every single day. My life is not peaceful. It's a tortured life." Scafese is represented by J. Patrick Maloney during the trial, a lawyer with Sullivan & Mahoney in St. Catharines. She was cross-examined by Terence Hill, a lawyer representing the town. Maloney also called witness Todd Bush, an engineer specializing in acoustic sound for more than 25 years. Bush visited Scafese's property in October 2020 and took sound decibel recordings to determine the noise level of the pickleball players. Bush said the noise level of the sound of the pickleball striking a racket measured 77 decibels on Scafese's balcony. Bush utilized a provincial document, the Environmental Noise Guideline, Stationary and Transportation Sources, NPC 300, to explain his findings. Under this document, an acceptable decibel volume on a residential property is around 50. The sound of the pickleball exceeded that by 27 decibels, Bush said. "Every extra 10 decibels equates to a doubling in perceived loudness, meaning the extra 27 decibels are nearly 8 times the acceptable volume under the noise guideline," Bush said. Hill questioned Bush's use of the NPC 300 as an authoritative document in this case. He cited a section that states what noise sources are exempt from the NPC 300, specifically, noise resulting from gathering of people at facilities such as restaurants, fairs and parks. Bush agreed that this exemption creates a space to doubt whether the sports park facility should be held to the standards outlined in the NPC 300. Further, Hill argued that Bush's report states he assumed the NPC 300 to be applicable in this situation and had no definitive explanation as to whether it was. Bush agreed that he based his report on the assumption of applicability but defended his decision to use the document. I think the fact that there's a regulation that's effective widely in Ontario that attempts to quantify and provide a more black and white type of dividing line between what might be considered generally acceptable and generally unacceptable is valuable, Bush said. There's a clear violation. That's an intrusive noise. Ian Langdon, lawyer representing the Pickleball Club, also argued against the validity of Bush's sound recordings. The recordings were allegedly made on October 24, 2020. Langdon pointed out that the club did not operate during that period and was closed down due to COVID-19, meaning anyone using the court was merely a member of the public. Maloney argued the club has stewardship of the court since it advertises the code needed to unlock the gate and contributed financially to the installation of a lock on the court and paid for windscreens. Hindle testified that the code was widely accessible and known throughout the town and that the club was always welcoming of any members of the public who wished to use the courts. Hill defended the town by claiming that allowing pickleball to take place should not be construed with allowing violations of the noise bylaw. Permitting an activity does not equate to permission to emit an excessive noise. That in essence is the position of the defendant, Hill said in his closing submission. He also argued that making a conviction based on the fact that one individual does not like a sound is a slippery slope. I hate whistles blown by referees, it disturbs me. Is that enough to get a conviction? I hate those parents that yell for their children. There are soccer games out there every night, 7 days a week during the spring. It just drives me crazy. Is that enough to get it? Hill asked the court. So we have to be careful about the slippery slope that we go on when we're talking about regulating recreational and sporting activities. Maloney countered this point by citing the frequency of the noise of the pickleball rackets striking a ball compared to the sound of whistles during a soccer game. You don't hear the referees whistle 43 times in 2 minutes, Maloney said, citing evidence from Bush. Maloney also looked at the wording of the town's bylaw to support Scafese's case, noting Section 3 states a noise is against the bylaw if it is merely likely to disturb the peace of NOTL residents. Likely is the subjective test, according to the bylaw, he said, claiming the lack of a quantifiable sound level in the bylaw leaves it open to legal interpretation. Evan Saunders is a local journalism initiative reporter at The Lake Report. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.